6. The quality of the CPS and police charging decision. CPS charging decisions. 6.1. The quality of the application of the Code for Crown Prosecutors is excellent in DHC cases. Code for Crown Prosecutors, every case must be assessed against the Code. There are two strands to the Code, and each case has to pass each test before it is charged. HMC PSI assesses whether the legal decision-making against the Code is correct. The Code was applied correctly at the charging stage by the CPS in 162 of the 163 cases examined, 99.4%. This is better than HMC PSI findings in CPS area inspections. In one case, charges were directed in respect of two victims, one of whom was not a disabled person. It was in respect of this victim that the Code was not applied correctly. 6.2. There were 14 police charged cases and the Code was applied correctly in each. 6.3. The CPS has a continuing duty to ensure that the Code test is met until the close of the prosecution case at trial. Inspectors found that, post-charge, the Code was applied correctly in 126 of the 127 applicable cases, 99.2%. The one case that did not meet the Code at the charging stage was allowed to proceed to the trial stage before being discontinued. 6.4. A total of 25 cases were discontinued after charge. The Code was applied correctly in each of them with regard to the decision to discontinue. Strength. The correct application of the Code for Crown Prosecutors in disability hate crime cases. 6.5. However, with regard to the overall quality of the charging decision and the information that passes between the CPS and the police at the charging stage, there remains room for improvement. 6.6. HMC PSI inspectors assessed the overall quality of the initial information supplied by the police in relation to DHC issues. It was assessed as good in 23 of the 160 relevant cases, 14.4%, fair in 82, 51.3%, and poor in 50, 31.3%. In 5 cases, the document used by the police to provide the information was no longer on the CPS system. 6.7. The quality of the information provided was particularly poor in relation to what reasonable adjustments the victim would need to ensure they could give their evidence effectively. For example, would they need breaks, an intermediary, or did they communicate by signing? A registered intermediary facilitates communication between a witness, suspect, and the police, prosecution and defence teams, and court. This ensures that the communication process is as complete, coherent, and accurate as possible. The intermediary is impartial and neutral, and ultimately their duties to the court are paramount. This intermediary is allowed to explain the questions or answers so far as is necessary to enable them to be understood by the witness or the questioner, but without changing the substance of the evidence. Only 16 of the 160 relevant cases, 10%, contained initial information from the police about whether reasonable adjustments were needed. This is unsatisfactory, and we discuss victim and witness arrangements further in Section 7. 6.8. The issue was compounded by prosecutors not identifying the potential need for adjustments. For example, in a case where it was clear on the police MG3 that the victim was deaf, there was no consideration at the charging stage about whether signing would be needed. 6.9. There were 92 cases in the file sample in which inspectors considered that the prosecutor should have asked for further information on DHC issues at the charging stage. This was carried out in 45, 48.9%. 6.10. When considering DHC cases, it is important to consider the background detail as part of the case strategy. This ensures that the background issues in the case are effectively identified to develop the approach to the prosecution of the case. In those cases where the CPS directed that the defendant should be charged, there was appropriate consideration in 32 of the 51 relevant magistrates court cases, 62.7%, and 34 of the 60 relevant Crown Court cases, 56.7%. 6.11. We assessed the quality of each record of the charging decision specifically in relation to DHC aspects along with overall quality. This table illustrates our findings. Disability hate crime aspects. Assessment excellent. All 0.6%. Magistrates Court cases 0%. Crown Court cases 0%. No further action 2.6%. Assessment good, all 29.9%. Magistrates Court cases 36.4%. Crown Court cases 29.7%. No further action required, 21.1%. Assessment fair, all 38.2%. Magistrates Court cases 29.1%. Crown Court cases 35.9%. No further action, 55.3%. Assessment poor, all 31.2%. Magistrate Court cases 34.5%. Crown Court cases 34.4%. No further action, 21.1%. Overall quality. Assessment excellent, all 0.6%. Magistrates Court cases 0%. Crown Court cases 0%. No further action, 2.4%. Assessment good, all 31.9%. Magistrates Court cases 28.6%. Crown Court cases 31.8%. No further action, 36.6%. Assessment fair, all 53.4%. Magistrates Court cases 55.4%. Crown Court cases 50%. No further action, 56.1%. Assessment poor, all 14.1%. Magistrates Court cases 16.1%. Crown Court cases 18.2%. No further action, 4.9%. 6.12. These findings, although indicating clearly that improvement is still needed, are significantly better than found in our 2015 follow-up inspection. Then, only 7.4% of cases examined were assessed as good with regard to the DHC aspect, and 60.3% were assessed as poor. 6.13. Whilst overall more charging decisions in Crown Court cases were assessed as good, the position was reversed when assessing the specific DHC aspects. For example, in some cases, lawyers did not clearly outline how there was evidence of targeting and cases were flagged because the victim was disabled. 6.14. CPS Direct lawyers have an aid memoir that reminds prosecutors of what to include when considering a DHC case. The benefit of this is supported by the findings from our file sample, where, in respect of DHC aspects, 37.3% of CPS Direct MG3s were assessed as good, compared with 22.2% of area charging decisions. Overall, 32.5% of assessments for CPS Direct were good compared with 25.6% for the areas, although more CPS Direct decisions were assessed as poor in this category, 18.1%, compared to the areas, 15.4%. 6.15. During our fieldwork, we were given a draft hate crime checklist drawn up by the CPS and National Police Chiefs Council, NPCC. It is similar to the one that has been used for some time for domestic abuse cases. This is a significant initiative That should help focus the minds of police investigators and prosecutors on what information needs to be provided.